And now, once again, we turn to day-to-day correspondent Brian Unger, who brings us those stories behind the headlines, beyond Section C even, maybe page 24, 25. And this week, Brian, it's hair?
Yes, Alex. It is about hair today. In fact, Alex, this is your hair. A blow dryer. And this is your hair on chemicals. Let's hear that again. That's the sound of the flat iron, which Dean Banowitz of Davenport, Iowa, pioneered to straighten men's hair.
Dude, I am so not just only hair. I can be, you know, I'm a friend, I can listen, I can take action on what needs to be done, not just hair.
In fact, on your business card, you call yourself therapist, consultant, soldier of the year?
Yeah, soldier of the year 1987, U.S. Army. True. And I'm a Leo.
When you say a hair hoe, it says hair hoe on your card?
Yeah, because I hoe myself out. Oh. Hair hoe.
I'm not sure I dare ask, Brian, but what is a hoe for hair pulling down these days? Aside from bangs, I mean.
Well, you know, hoeing for hair is a difficult job. And this hoe is unique. He earns $2,500 a day, and he just signed a deal that will earn him more than $2 million. And if there's one trick this hoe turns more than any other, it's got to be Ryan Seacrest. Do you know Ryan?
Thank you, Alex.
He's the host of American Idol and American Juniors, and he spoke eloquently about the importance of TV hair.
I think when you're on television, obviously the first thing that people react to, the first thing that they process is what you're wearing, what you look like, even before you say anything.
Can that be irritating a little bit when the first thing out of the mouth is, let's talk about your hair?
I can understand how that would bother some performers. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm not doing brain surgery here. I'm just moving. I'm traffic copping a television show.
What's it like to be done by the Hollywood hair guy?
Well, Alex, as you can see, my hair is short, and it doesn't really take well to the flat iron. But, of course, NPR's producer Rob Sachs's hair was ideal. He has that long sort of Frampton comes alive look, that tussled mountain man look. Rob tells me chicks dig it. But with a spritz, a little squoosh, and a sizzle, Rob's wild mane was transformed, Alex.
See, it doesn't hurt that much at all, does it?
No, I'm afraid, like, it's gonna start burning me.
Yeah,
you're good. It has kind of an odor to it.
That's your hair burning, Rob. Mm. That's the smell of burning hair.
It's a little troubling.
Brian, is Rob's hair really burning during this part of the treatment?
You know, arguable, Alex. I'd say, though, the sizzle is more representative of the follicle's submission to the flat iron and Dean's will.
It's not an easy job, because there's a lot of, you know, expectations that people have. You know, come on, Hollywood hair guy has a lot of stigma. The divas of America depend on us, and Rob's one of them. He's a little scared right now.
I'm no diva. I work in radio.
Dude, you're a diva. The transition with this hair is, I mean, his hair was big and poofy and curly, and which is all good. He's that very East Village, very carefree lifestyle, very, you know, I want to feed you a strawberry with whipped cream. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, I want to smash the strawberry on your stomach and lick it off hair.
Rob, strawberries on the stomach?
I don't know about smashing strawberries, but I don't mind being a little bit more aggressive with the hair. Maybe saying, hey, you know, this is me now. Take notice.
Now, Rob sounds empowered, doesn't he? I mean, I wasn't here when he came back to the office, but let me ask you, Alex, what did you think of Rob's aggressive new hair?
It was very straight and flat and kind of close to his head.
I thought he had a Farrah Fawcett look to him.
There we go. Back to Dean. I take it he's not buying a bus ticket back to Iowa anytime soon. The Hair thing's working out here in Hollywood.
It is. And Dean actually will be buying the bus and driving it to the bank to deposit his millions. And that, of course, the result of ambition, talent, luck, and hair know-how. But most of all, to make it in Hollywood, Dean has this advice.
You give them more what they want, give them more, you know, than they've anticipated, and you've pretty much locked yourself in. You know, hairdressers, we do hair. But I'm a little different because I change lives one head at a time.
Brian, thank you for that inspirational report. Hard-hitting stuff.
You're welcome, Alex.
And for pictures of Dean and Rob's hair transformation, you can go to our website, npr.org.